Beauty. For the breeze of morning moves, and the planet of love is on high, beginning to faint in the light that she loves on a bed of daffodil sky, to faint in the light of the sun she loves, to faint in his light, and to die. Alfred Lord Tennyson, Maud. Now morning star, now evening star, the bright ornament of the planet Venus plays prelude to the rising sun, or postscript to the sunset. For months at a time, Venus will vault the eastern horizon before dawn and linger there through daybreak, the last of night's beacons to fade. She begins these morning apparitions close to the sun in time and space, so that she arrives in a lightening sky. But as the days and nights go by, she comes up sooner and ventures farther from the sun, rising while dawn is still a distant idea. At length she reaches the end of her tether, and the sun calls her back, making her rise a little bit later each night, till she again verges on the day. Then Venus vanishes altogether for the time it takes her to pass behind the sun. After 50 days, on average, she reappears at the sun's other hand in the evening sky, to be hailed as evening star for months to come. Shimmering into view as the sun goes down, Venus hangs alone in the twilight. The first few sunsets find her bathed in the afterglow colors of the western horizon, but at length Venus comes to light already high overhead, where she dominates night's onset. Who knows how many childhood wishes are squandered on that planet before the gathering darkness brings out the stars?